candy dish. Scoot down. The first time I had an abortion, I was in this same room, on the same table. When I walked into the office, the receptionist offered me tea in the same way she had 7 years earlier. I was the only patient there, an upside to paying over $1,000 for an early abortion in a private clinic that doesn't accept insurance. You get to be alone and hold on to the shameful sense of superiority that you aren't like other women who get later abortions. As I lay down on the brown cushioned table, the rolled-out paper crunching beneath me, I noticed that the Jolly Ranchers on a nearby counter were in the same glass candy dish that had been there the first time I was here. Then, the candy was Starbursts. That time I was in my late 20s. I had a job, money, and enough family support to have a baby, but I also had a shitty boyfriend, a lingering love for an even shittier ex-boyfriend, and was in the process of finishing my first book. I had always thought that should I find myself pregnant at that age, 27, I would just go through with it. But the minute I saw the word pregnant come up on that stick, I knew that I couldn't be. I was only a few weeks along, but most abortions can't happen until 8 or 10 weeks, and I couldn't wait that long. A Google search on early abortions that same day led me to a clinic claiming to be midwife-like that used a method for ending the pregnancy that didn't require machines, anesthesia, or a horrible sucking sound, just a syringe and a nurse holding your hand. I made the appointment for the following week, even though the woman on the phone cautioned me not to come in too early. There would be nothing to take out if I didn't wait. My mother had an abortion when I was 9 and my sister was 7, but she didn't tell me this until after I had mine. She hoped, I think, that it would be a bonding moment between us, but the clear regret she had over ending her pregnancy. Your dad was so busy with his music, I felt I had to, it's normal to feel depressed after, made my own ambivalence feel somehow criminal. We were sitting in a restaurant in Astoria, Queens, when she told me. A new place on 34th Avenue that had opened near the Museum of the Moving Image. The cafe was cavernous on the inside, literally, with high ceilings and walls made to look like bumpy stone. I know she wanted me to tell her this was the hardest thing, and to find some commonality in our suffering, but it wasn't hard, and I wasn't hurting. My parents got married when my mother was only 17 years old, and she tells me that on their wedding night she called her mother crying afterward. She was a virgin, brought up in Catholic school.